Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
You're listening to All of It on WNYC. I'm Shamitha Basu. When you're a kid, it sometimes feels like adults have all the answers. Then you become a teenager and you feel like adults know nothing about your life. And then you become a young adult and you realize your parents were totally winging it and now you have to wing it too. Comedians Michelle Buteau and Jordan Carlos have been adulting, as they say, for a while now.
Sure.
And they do not claim to have it all figured out. But in their new podcast, they try to take on some of these questions around how to be a functioning adult in 2019. So the podcast is called Adulting.
Yes.
It launched last week from WNYC Studios, and you can hear them. The hosts are here with me now.
Yes,
hello,
Michelle Buteau and Jordan Carlos coming in hot on that mic. So on today's show, listeners, we want you to call in with your adulting questions. These hosts are here to help you, Michelle and Jordan.
Yes.
You can
yes.
ask questions like, how much money is too much money to spend on pillows?
Oof, mm-hmm.
Which
never.
Came up in the podcast is a very adult
very
question.
Yes. Yes, yes.
You can ask, what is the amount where a Venmo request becomes petty?
Oh, so Tom Petty.
It's very difficult to say.
I don't
say.
Think we've reached that number yet.
Anything under $5, it's like, take it down.
Under five feels tough. Okay, the number to call in, 212-433-WNYC. That's 212-433-9692.
WNYC.
Oh, no,
so
it's the
sorry.
Same thing. It's oh, we could have said it in unison. Next time. I'll do
okay.
it again in
okay.
a little bit. So for the next 20 minutes, this is an adulting question hotline.
Oh, boy.
As those calls are coming in, let's listen to a little excerpt from your show, which is taped stand-up style in front of a live audience.
Ow. Hey, everybody. I'm Michelle Buteau. Ow.
And I'm Jordan Carlos. Also, ow.
And we host Adulting,
the newest comedy podcast from WNYC Studios, where we learn how to be adults together.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Jordan and I have been friends for a very
mm-hmm.
long time. And we have been through a lot together. Like
so many bottles of rosé.
So many bottles of rosé. Hey, hey. Yeah. And you left your man bag on a roof one time. I had to give it to you.
Your dog stepped on my foot.
Oh, God.
And one thing we've learned is that adulting, it'd be hard.
Yeah.
We're all trying our best to pay taxes.
Yes, raise these kids.
And get that rent paid on time.
Plunge the toilet and, like, wash your hands right after.
And sometimes you just gotta talk about it.
I have a very serious daughter. We gave her this book, right? It was like, Little Leaders of Color. And she goes, I've been meaning to read this. It's like, you're 6 years old.
I have a pug chihuahua who's 16 and like she woke up at like 3 a.m. and when she wakes up I know she has to pee and my husband won't let me get dog diapers.
So
you know what I did?
Yeah.
I just put her in the bathtub.
What?
I was like just pee in there. But then she ended up taking a
Okay, so that's just a little taste of the podcast.
That's a little taste of the pod.
Yeah, that's
I love it.
Start by, I think it's pretty clear, but just give us your best definition of what is adulting?
Mm-hmm.
Oof.
I think it's opting into responsibility every day and realizing that
conscious
that responsibility
choice.
Is power, you know, and being proud of yourself for doing those things. Like today, went grocery shopping before I came here, guys. Get everything my wife wanted on the list, except for the salmon, which wasn't in the fish
section.
It always
comes down to the salmon.
I know. But
it's okay
I,
to get it frozen too sometimes.
No, I have to do wild cut.
Oh,
with
boy.
Bare hands.
Ooh, this is
boy.
This is a very adult conversation.
This is a very adult conversation, but getting those things done so that when my wife comes to the door and she's like smiling, that makes me feel grown, makes me feel like an adult. And I gotta get up and do it again the next day. But it's like it beats the alternative, which is me in my boxers. In you know, eating Cocoa Puffs, watching Fleabag.
What are you, Bruno Mars in every video? Don't need the visual. Thank you so much.
Michelle, do you operate from the same level of understanding of what adulting is, or do you have different ideas?
I do, but I like to make it more convenient. You know, like I will do the fresh.
She orders her food, which is
fresh.
Gross.
Yeah, I like it to
she
be delivered
because
I have things to
gross.
Do. I have a womanly body to dress.
Uh-huh.
That is very adult.
You Who are you, Queen Elizabeth? What's going on?
I'm more like a plus size Meghan Markle. We've been through this.
Okay.
But yeah, you know, I have 4-month-old twin babies.
All right.
A European husband, 2 dogs. It's like Noah's Ark of crazy. I have a lot of things to do before the morning. I have a shovel to pick up poo. Girl, I live on a farm, honey. It's crazy in Bed-Stuy. So yes, I mean, I already forgot the question. I'm so tired. I feel like making a Bernie's.
But I think it's like getting those things done. I mean, it's important to understand the difference between urgency and importance, right?
There's that, but there's also the adulting aspect that we always go through too. Inevitably, it's like friendships.
Yes.
Like how there's no way you can possibly learn how to navigate tough friendships in your adulthood. Mm. You know what I mean? That's not something you learn in school.
I think you just stop talking to those people and hope that they go away.
I'm right here.
Okay, you two. We have a question from a listener. Amy called in to ask, for a very good friend, how much is an appropriate amount for a wedding gift? And part two, for a not so good friend, how much is a good amount?
Wow.
Ooh, so many follow-ups. It depends if it's a destination wedding. It depends how much you have to spend to travel to get to this wedding, okay? And if it looks like it's a very expensive wedding, you're fine doing a $100 certificate. Usually you cover the head.
Much it costs to feed you.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, you know, it could be anywhere from $75 to $250. It depends on your wallet. But I always do a safe $100. If you're bringing a date, then you got to do double, honey.
I think you also go to the registry. Just go to the registry and, you know, I do it like Price is Right. You know, or Wheel of Fortune at the end. We're like, I'll take these and the spoons and the this. You have to, like, I think make your mark and get them something. The adult thing to do is get them something that they will always use. So when they're like, you know.
An object.
Yes, an object.
Get them a thing.
Yeah, like Jordan gave us this meat thermometer, right. You know, and.
Whose wedding are you going to?
I got a meat thermometer for my friend David Levy, and he's happily married for, I think, over like 10 years now.
And he'll never forget you for it.
Yeah.
They always, when you think of meat, think of me.
Oh, God.
So you two are not addressing, you gave a very etiquette-y question or answer.
Yes.
You're not addressing the real crux here, which was, what do you give to a good friend versus a not so good friend? Same thing to me?
The same thing because it's a wedding.
She's so diplomatic.
Yeah.
Very diplomatic.
She's so diplomatic. Same
thing because it's a wedding, honey.
Bad friends, batteries. Give them some double
also,
A's.
Also, like, bad friend, don't go.
Don't go to the wedding?
Just send a gift.
No,
keep moving.
You gotta go.
Don't gotta go.
It's like diplomacy. It's diplomacy. Ugh. You never know. It's like, you know, sometimes you have to, for strategic reasons, you know, keep the.
This is a very long answer. What's the next question?
Okay.
Oh, Lord.
I'm going to move on to my next
Just
question.
Just go. Take the meeting.
Which is for you two, do you think adulting is a unique hurdle for this generation? Or is it something that sort of every generation of adults has to feel at some point?
Good question. Who wrote that?
Oh, my God. Look at you.
Yes.
Wow.
I was very adult, and I prepared for this interview.
Oh, my God. I barely took a shower and combed my hair, but I love where you're going
with
this.
It's radio. Listen.
Yeah, I think responsibilities change, especially with technology and how convenient stuff is, but also like inconvenient, right?
Yeah, I read this New Yorker article. Actually, I just saw a headline. But but the headline said that the more we, you know, go on Seamless or Uber Eats or whatever and have our life brought to us and all the services and things like that brought to us, then of course we turn into children. There's people that will fix anything. There's someone that will change a light bulb for you or anything. So you don't have to do anything. You just sit there in your diapies. You know, and of
I
course
really
you
dislike
wouldn't.
Some of those ads I see on the subway because they feel very infantilizing to our generation.
That's a great word. Yeah, yeah.
And that is a really good word.
It feels like it's not speaking to me because I don't want to be helpless. I want to be an adult.
Right.
I want to take control.
I mean, it's sort of like polyester. It's all got to come back, right? Like now it's like it's like a hobby. It's like a cute artisanal hobby. I made my bed. Ooh, I shaved some ice. Artisanal ice. Yes.
Yeah.
Ooh.
We fetishize like being an adult. Like, I can't believe I did that.
So at what point do we get to feel proud? And at what point do we shelf that feeling and be like, nope, you just did what you're supposed to do?
When you can take care of something or someone more than you're like beside yourself. Mm-hmm. Then you are really learning how to be an adult because you're not just thinking about yourself. And that's why I'm just like, you know, when I do stand up, I'm like, does anyone have kids or finicky plants? Because you are trying to take care of something, honey. Pets, whatever. In-law, like whatever that is. It's like if it's not just you in the equation, then like, okay, you almost there.
Like, I feel like as a man, I need a parade every time I get my kids dressed or feed them. But the world doesn't feel that way.
No.
I don't understand
that. It's not babysitting when dad's home. Why does everyone... Okay. Can I just say...
If I send an invoice to my wife, she doesn't hit me back.
Get that.
What's the problem?
$10.99.
Exactly. It's emotional labor.
You're going to have some missed calls after this interview. Listeners, we are taking your calls on this question. Do you have any questions for Jordan or Michelle about how to live your best adult life?
Yes.
How to adult properly.
Yes.
Yeah.
Give us a call. The lines are open. 212-433-WNYC.
YC! Yes. Jinx.
Nailed it.
You did nail it. Each episode of your podcast, Adulting, you invite on some special guests. Usually it's comedians. What are the qualifications for being invited onto your show? Like, do you have to be someone who's really figured it out and is especially good at adulting?
I think, I don't even think you have to be funny. I don't even think you have to be have a lot of responsibilities. You just have to be willing to share.
Yes, willing to share. Sometimes we'll have people come on and they will have kind of like created a defense of, you know, very funny jokes and things like that where they're not able to open their hearts to us. And that sometimes makes for like a bad interview. But I think if you're
AKA
older,
yeah. Every bad date I've ever had. Yes, go on. This is really striking a chord.
But I just feel like when you know yourself, embrace yourself. And aren't afraid.
Put it on a magnet.
Put it on a magnet.
When you know yourself, embrace yourself. Honey, are you writing this down? Write it down if you're driving.
This is all day.
Sorry for my husband, but my kids love it.
No, so I'm just saying that I'm going to lose my train of thought. Those are our best interviews when people share a little something of themselves. Because so many times people, you know, give the Instagram highlight reel and don't share like what's the lowlights, like that's what we really want to know, because that is relatable. You know, that is so relatable.
Yeah.
Let's listen to a little bit from your show, from episode one. This is you two in conversation with Phoebe Robinson.
Your mom feels like a very respectable woman.
Yeah, Octavia's like no joke.
She's no
joke.
Yeah. Wait, your mom's name is Octavia?
Yeah, Octavia Valina Robinson, honey.
Did Shonda, did her name come from like a Shonda Rhimes generator? Her name will be...
That was great.
What did your mom, what did Octavia Valor Spencer? I just like wanted to drag me. What did Sharon Needles tell you about?
I snorted.
I couldn't even get the question out.
Yeah.
My guests here are Michelle Buteau and Jordan Carlos. Yes. They have a new studios podcast out from WNYC. It's called Adulting.
Yes.
And they're taking your questions about how to be a fully functioning adult.
We are.
Yeah.
The number here,
212-433-WNYC.
That's
baby!
Right. You got it. Let's take caller number three, Ty in Unionville, New York. Hi, Ty. You have a question?
Yes, I do. I'm an adult for a couple of decades already.
Congrats.
But my daughter is 26, so she's a new adult.
Okay.
She's married to a fella. They have a 7-year-old. Oh. But the marriage is not quite as happy as it sounds like you folks are. I mean, I know you're not married to each other, but you're...
In ways.
That would be terrible.
In ways.
Yes.
Yeah, right. So, but the sad thing is they have arguments, and they're pretty serious, and they're sometimes right in front of little Clara, who's just 7.
Yes.
Yeah.
So what advice would you have for
Do you answer
her?
It?
I mean, off the top of my head, it seems like they really got into this adulthood very young, right? So they probably still have some things to figure out, and, you know, they have to navigate, like, how to talk to each other. And, like, my favorite thing is couples therapy, really, because you have a mediator.
Yeah.
And then you have somebody explaining to you what that energy does to a child, because basically, you know, you're teaching them how to, argue.
Modeling is like stressing that they are modeling those behaviors for Clara is like really important. But aside from that, some couples also need an audience to argue. They argue in public, and that does point, of course, to an immaturity. But pointing out that, like, if you could have these arguments out away from her, like, what would that look like? If you didn't, because what's happening is when we argue in front of each other, sometimes are in front of our friends or in public, what we're doing is we're jockeying for, like, we're vying for the affection and the sympathies of the child.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, what would it look like if you were hermetically sealed someplace else?
You know,
I bet it would take some
you.
Of that.
Yeah. I feel for you, bud. I'm from Jersey, and like, people love to argue. Like, that is their jam. So I really feel for you. I know exactly how this feels. And maybe a vacation without a baby girl so they can, like, get back to basics and get to know each other. Because anything you do in your early 20s is tough.
Right.
Yeah.
And
but
also,
you sound dope.
You guys are, like, psychologists, really.
We wear many hats. I wear a Scottish beret, but she knocks it right off all the time.
Ty, thank you so much for calling in.
You're the best, Ty.
Thank you.
Can the two of you talk a little bit about, I mean, there are some very, very serious questions that come up when we talk about how to, you know, we can put a fun term on it, like adulting, but really the idea of functioning, being a good partner, being supportive in your relationships, being a functioning adult, there's some very serious things that can come up.
Yeah. She's a really good partner. This one's like a really good partner. She's
creatively
always championing
or,
her.
I'm not bad.
You're really good. I mean, just I'm saying for your husband, she's a pillar. She's a pillar of that community.
Thank you.
And I really appreciate how you do your thing.
Thank you.
But I mean, just picking it apart for a second, she's always like supporting and advertising like what her husband does. And like he sells mid-century furniture, Vandermeer's Modern. but you were always out there with him on the sales, like doing that. So I think to answer your question, taking what your partner does seriously and not like delegitimizing it by diminishing it or using a diminutive or anything like that. Like, you know, your silly little job.
But that
job
goes back to
like
you
that.
Are the company you keep, right? So why would you not be proud of your partner?
Yeah.
Do you know? Like, why would you be threatened or embarrassed, you know?
Ask that of my wife, you know, to
would
me.
Would you stop? She's proud of you. Homeboy had a tank top on this weekend, and I'm like, ooh, sun's out, guns out. And she's like, Michelle, he's been trying really hard. I'm like, good for him.
Yeah.
That is supportive.
It's a gun show.
That's right.
Let's take some more calls. What do you
think? Yes. I love calls.
I love it.
Let's hear from Michelle in Lodi, New Jersey.
Oh, beautiful name. Another Michelle from Jersey?
Michelle, meet Michelle. Ask your question.
I love you so much already.
So I've been in a job for a while, and I used to be in TV news, and I just like woke up every morning. I was like, I had this adrenaline rush. I felt like I was alive. Now I'm working in another position, you know, in PR, and I'm just miserable, and I really, really want to relocate to the West Coast. I've been wanting to do this since I was 17. I was an only child, so, you know, I had to take care of my dad. Now that my dad had passed away a few years ago, I'm just, like, sitting there every morning. I come into work, and I feel like I'm just, like, I just don't want to be
Michelle,
there anymore.
Michelle, you're going to make me cry.
But I'm scared to move on.
No, Michelle, I'm here to lift you up like a well-made bra, honey. First of all, I'm Michelle. I'm from Jersey. I worked news overnight. I am also the only child. I like to say they got it right the first time, but in truth, they probably don't like each other. So here, I know exactly what it's like to live for your parents, right? Because you're the only one. There's no one that you can like that can help you. You can't pass the buck to anybody. You know what I mean? It's like you live by yourself. No one's going to do the dishes unless you do the dishes. And that's what it's like being the only child for your parents. Now the time is to live for you. And the West Coast is set up for people who, like, don't know how to make decisions. It's so easy. You know, you just go out for a weekend. You just look at a bunch of apartments. You know, you just, like, kind of see what it's like to have a car and to, like, pay insurance on the car and just check out a couple neighborhoods that you like and just see for the weekend or, like, maybe, like, for 5 days if you could really do it. And trust me, you can. Like, LA is the easiest place to live. It's just
it
like,
is.
What? It's citrus and traffic. That's all you got.
Yeah. And there's great date farms. But I would say, just to add, I would say no one's keeping score. So if you want to do it, do it.
I'm just sometimes, you know, you're just afraid, though. And you're afraid
what?
Of course.
Of what? But of what? Specifically what?
I guess, like, you know, if you get out there and, like, let's say I do get, like, a freelance job because I can't get a full-time job in the beginning. Mm-hmm. What happens then? I mean, what if I can't pay my bills? I mean, I do have some money saved up, but, you know, you're always terrified that, you know, you're going to end up homeless. You know, when you see people in New York, you see them always lying on the streets homeless.
But,
so, you know,
but you've made it in
your money.
Yeah.
You've made it in New York.
If you
though.
Made it in Jersey, New York, you could definitely make it in California. Yeah, do you know what I mean? Yeah. And plus, like, there's really fun. What I did, I mean, I did stand up. You know what I mean? And my husband's a Dutch photographer. We ain't had no money. I used to walk dogs, which was really fun. And that's like a great way to meet people. And it helped me with my anxiety. I mean, I worked at a bakery for one day a week, and that was really fun. I served
extra jobs and extra money.
Yes, extra job, and that's also a great way to meet people. I worked at Sweet Lady Jane's, and I also like served Zoe Saldana, Red Velvet Cake, girl, whatever. I lived my life.
Sure,
there's like
I could always do stand up or be a radio host too. If I
can. Look, you can do Michelle. I'm gonna just
I could do anything, right?
Michelle, don't tell yourself no before the world tells you no. You can do it.
Right.
Okay. Well,
Michelle,
thank you so much. It was such a pleasure getting your advice.
I love you, Michelle.
I love you too.
Michelle, thank you so much for calling in. She said
she better update me like in a year.
I know,
right?
Live
her best life.
Michelle, yeah. You better circle back. It sounds like they're invested.
I'm a circle
now.
Black, honey. We're gonna do it.
Yeah.
Rooftop pool.
She's gonna be in a yurt in Ojai. Living her best life.
Okay, speed round to end it. This
Please.
Is a 30-second or less answer.
Do it.
Oh,
what's the latest very adult thing that each of you did?
I bought pet insurance.
You bought pet insurance.
That's right. For my dog, he can get as sick as he wants.
That is super
adult.
I do
have pet insurance, too, because I have 120-pound left mastiff, so I do have pet insurance. But the most adult thing I did is, goodness, I fed the babies this morning. I made my mother-in-law coffee, and I'm going to meet her afterwards to go to the High Line.
Oh,
with
wow.
your babies?
No.
With the twins? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I was going to say.
My husband.
A double stroller on that thing? That would be...
Girl, bye. I'm not that type of mom yet.
Well, it feels like it's been a pretty productive 20 minutes. We convinced someone to move to the West Coast.
Yes, Jillian Michaels.
We did some comparing between the generations.
Yes.
And I'm feeling pretty good
this
now,
too.
This
was really
yes.
great.
Thank
Gold
you both
star.
For coming in. I've been speaking with comedians Michelle Buteau and Jordan Carlos.
Yes.
Their new podcast is called Adulting, and you can find it wherever you get your podcasts.
Subscribe, honey.
Hudson News.
Listeners, thank you for all your calls. You're listening to All of It on WNYC. I'm Shamita Basu. We'll be right back after the news.
You're so good.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I finally got to like see